Recording.
Okay, we are going to move to section number four, administrative review of previous actions. We are going to start with item number one, 2380, in regards to Don Huntsberger, VMD. Monthly appearance as required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on information provided. Thank you for being here, Dr. Huntsberger. Please note that Dr. Nosley is recused on this item. Okay, well, how are things? You know our spiel.
I'm still doing quite well. As you have received, the last two tests did come back negative.
Yeah.
I have contacted a specialist addictionologist, and I have an appointment set for March 20th.
Thank you. Thank you for just proactively taking that on. We appreciate it. Victoria, was there anything else that we're missing or that we needed?
Okay.
So we're good. Well, no idea what's happening with those tests, I hope. I don't know.
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Some answers, because I don't know.
Okay. But we're still just going to stay the course with the... is it AverHealth or?
I did both last time.
Okay.
I don't remember if I sent the blood test, but I did both of them last time. They were both fine, but if I didn't send it, I'm happy to.
Okay, sounds good.
It just comes in separately from everything else.
Okay, well, good. Well, thank you for, keeping us in the loop on everything. I know that it hasn't gone super smoothly, but honestly, I think now we're seeing that it is really out of your control, some of it. So I don't know if anybody else has anything else to add or any other questions. Okay. Well, thank you. Okay. Glad things are going well. So
keep chugging along.
Yep, exactly. Thanks for being here.
That was the easy part of my day.
Thank you. Trying to do some catch up on our schedule here, right. So we appreciate that you're easy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. We'll see you next time.
Dr. Roy.
Do you want to call her or do you want me?
She's late.
Okay, so let's go ahead and call Dr. Roy.
Victoria, have we received anything from IDEX since October?
I'm sure we have.
I couldn't find that.
I don't know that we have. I need to text her also. She's not going to text her.
Hello?
Hi, Dr. Roy. It's Tracy at the Veterinary Board.
Hi, Tracy.
Hello. The board is ready to review your agenda item, so I'm going to pass you over to our board chair.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Roy. I am just going to go ahead and read the item just for anybody that's listening. So we are on item number four, 1971, regards to Celeste Roy, DVM, quarterly board appearance as required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on information presented. Thank you for joining us by phone, and Ms. Solomon is the lead today.
Thank you. Good morning, Dr. Roy. How are you?
I'm excellent. Good morning, Mrs. Solomon. How are you doing?
Doing great. Today's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'm sure you want to get out of there and do something fun.
I'm going to be here all day, so having fun. So thank you for calling in. I've asked Victoria to double check on an IDEX report if we've had one since October.
So there's one from January.
January?
So they're in the folder. There's one from January.
Okay. If that's the case, once again, you are in full compliance, and your efforts toward compliance and your valuing of yourself and your profession is much appreciated.
Well, I'm very happy to be given the opportunity, so thank you.
I have no further questions. Does anyone else?
No, I think we're good. We have got a long agenda today,
yes.
So we're
I'm keeping it brief.
We're moving along. So thank
you,
Dr. Roy, and we will check in with you again soon.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good day and happy birthday.
Thank you, Dr. Roy.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We are now going to do item number 5, 2378, in regards to Sarah McMichael, CBT, quarterly appearance as required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on other information presented. Hello, thank you for being here today. And Ms. Frost, you are the lead on this one.
I am. How are you doing?
Good morning, I'm doing well.
So tell us just a little bit about what you're doing and how it's going.
So everything's been going well. I have been still continuing my job at Spencer's Gifts. I've been doing some continued education, and I've been working in a program called Affect Therapeutics. I've been continuing the terms of my probation with my probation officer, Carla, and I just graduated from a cognitive skills course. Other than that, I have been kind of focusing on my family. Although I'm still continuing my education and then going to meetings and whatnot, I haven't obtained a sponsor just yet. I've been a little picky with whom I'm choosing. Just because my sobriety is so very important to me. Since joining AFECT, I've been sober from marijuana for 104 days and sober from alcohol for over 1 year and 3 months.
Great job.
I think the only thing I'm outstanding right now is from the probation officer getting updates. I know there's been some communications.
There is. I actually have an update about
that. Oh, you
do? Madam Chair.
I do. And I brought a physical copy if you need it.
Yeah, so Ms. McMichael emailed me late last evening, and I saw her email this morning. So she did forward a copy from the probation officer, and in your email you indicated that the probation officer does indicate that you are currently not compliant with your court order conditions because of the new charge.
That's correct.
Do you want to elaborate on that or what you know about that as far as what that means, that you're not compliant?
So basically, because of the charge that I received on September 6th, she did have to report that it was a violation and that I'm not compliant with my probation at this time. Since that time, I've had new court dates assigned, and my newest court date will be April 10th. I have not been offered a plea just yet, so I haven't really more information. But that's why she is going to go ahead and continue basically they're trying to revoke my probation, and so she's going to set that as a continuance into April as well, based on what happens at the previous court date. So it's kind of to be determined.
Okay.
And Madam Chair, members of the board, Ms. McMichael also sent me a nice long email with a self-report of what she's been up to and things. So I'll add that to the packet for next time.
Okay.
But in general, she's kind of given an overview of that already and what the self-report says, all positive things. And I do want to say that she's been wonderful in proactively giving information and cooperating, even though she's in this difficult position where she can't always get the information herself either. I just want to let you know that they aren't able to see your email right now because I didn't get it till last night.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
But if there's anything else in the email that you'd like to tell them, yeah, we certainly could.
I think I pretty much wrapped everything into that self-report. If you guys have any other questions or anything, you can always call me. My probation officer she did also include her phone number in there, and her letter was very general, so she did state that if you guys have any concerns or questions, to feel free to call her as well.
Okay. Thank you. I want to let you know we appreciate your taking this seriously for most importantly for yourself.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
But thank you, as Victoria stated, for just being easy to work with and keeping us up to date, and your honesty. It really, it goes a long way. It's not unnoticed. So thank you. So
the next quarter then?
Okay. All right. Well,
thank you for being here.
Keep plugging along. Okay. Now we're going to go back up to item number 2, combined cases 22136 and 2303. In regards to Maya Bella Pianta, DBM, monthly appearance required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on compliance with consent agreement and other information presented. May amend the ICA. I do want to remind folks, we have a few different cases with Ms. Bella Pianta. Let's try to keep those separate, okay? So like the one with our premise, let's keep that separate, especially because she has representation on some of the items and not others, so let's just try our best. I know they are kind of, you know, they kind of do all go together, but let's try our best to keep those separate and finish one before.
Madam Chair, I move we go into executive session for legal advice.
Okay. I second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Into executive session, which means I'm going to ask you all to take your belongings and step out into the lobby while the board has a private session, and we'll call you back in.